Okay, so you're interested in how remote work is impacting California labor laws.
Yeah.
Fascinating topic, right?
Absolutely.
We've got some really interesting excerpts here
Yeah.
to dive into, from an article titled "The Impact of Remote Work on California Labor Laws." And we're going to see how working from home is kind of shaking things up legally in California.
Yeah, for sure.
So just imagine, right? You're working from your couch. But California law still applies.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute, what?
Exactly. Yeah, the
Oh.
traditional like boundaries of workplace jurisdiction,
Right.
they're totally blurred now
Yeah.
with remote work. So it raises all these questions about like whose laws even apply to
Exactly.
remote workers in California.
Especially because California has all those very specific laws, right?
Absolutely.
So that's a big one.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I was thinking about was like wage and hour headaches, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can your boss in California track your every keystroke from afar?
Right?
Like, should they be able to, you know what I mean?
It's tricky.
So how do you even track hours for remote workers?
Yeah, especially like people who aren't hourly,
Right. Hourly.
employed, who should get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just creates all this potential for disputes
Totally.
and these legal gray areas that
Yeah.
we're just starting to figure out.
For sure. And then like, are you entitled to like overtime?
Right.
If you answer one email
Exactly.
at 9 o'clock at night, are you on the clock?
Yeah. Are you technically working?
Yeah.
It's a really tough question.
Right. So all these wage and hour things that California is very specific about seem to go out the window when you're not in an office.
Potentially.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
And then the other thing too is
Yeah.
like safety beyond the office walls.
Yes.
Like, is your home office considered a workplace now
Right.
under California law?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, so what does that mean for like worker safety regulations in a home office? You know
Right.
what I mean? Yeah, like what are the implications there?
Yeah, and like, are there liabilities for employers, even if
Potential.
they've never set foot in the
Exam.
employee's home?
Right, and how much control can the employer have
Right.
over that home office space?
Yes,
You know,
exactly.
it's a really interesting.
It's a huge can of worms
Yeah, it is
that I
totally.
don't think anybody has figured out yet.
No, I don't think so.
And then, of course, there's the whole thing of data privacy in your pajamas. Like,
Yes.
Big Brother is watching, even when you're in your PJs.
That's right.
It feels very strange.
Yeah, data privacy is just becoming so much more important as we're using like our work devices
Right.
and accessing all this information in our homes.
Yeah.
So there are definitely some legal risks,
Of course.
and employers have to be thinking about their responsibilities for data security in
Absolutely.
this new environment.
Right. It just feels like a wild west out there.
It really
It
does.
sounds like remote work, at least in California. Is this huge legal puzzle
It
where
is.
we haven't figured out where all the pieces go yet?
Yeah, we're just scratching the surface.
It really is. And as more and more people are working remotely, this is only going to get
It's gonna get bigger.
more complicated.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So to our listener, what do you think are current laws even equipped for this remote work revolution?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good question, and
Yeah.
it's something to definitely keep an eye on
Absolutely, as things continue to evolve.
as things evolve. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been fascinating.
It has.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And to our listener, we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you later.